Hello, everyone. Let me get my screens fixed so I can see all y'all, all the things we're going to do today. I'm going to actually teach something today. I taught something last week that was super helpful. I want to teach something else this week that I think will be super helpful as I have been perusing. Let me get my shirt fixed. Oh, Lord. You can tell I was hustling. Woo! I was coming in hot on this call. I literally just got done running. Jumped in the shower. So I got done running less than an hour ago, hopped in the shower, got ready, did some stuff. And I was like, oh shit. It's like I literally had 1 minute to get here. So y'all come on in and let me get the chat going too. So I can see that. Plus I can see the Q&A and I will get my coach pulled up. Get that pulled over here. Who do we have today? We've got Coach Betsy on hand today. She's going to be in the chat. She will also be in the Q&A answering questions. And let's see. I need to pull up the announcements and we will be rocking. Let me go to where the announcements are. Hang on. Sorry, y'all. We're going to talk about mindless eating today, by the way. If you're wondering, what is this teaching that Corinne's going to do? I want to teach y'all how to stop mindless eating. I think I coached a little bit on it on Sunday. So on Sunday's call, we're going to give y'all the links to Sunday's call. And I helped somebody with a framework on mindless eating. I'm going to teach more about that today, plus some more information. But let me tell y'all a little bit about what we're doing. This is Q&A, which means what I would like to do today is let me teach a little bit. And then if you have questions, please post them inside the Q&A and Coach Betsy will get to them or I will get to them. I would like for the questions that I answer today be all around mindless eating. So you may want to save them until I'm finished teaching because you never know. Maybe I'm reading your fucking minds and I will have answered them before. Y'all always say I must be sneaking around y'all's houses somewhere, but I am not. I read your Facebook. That's how I'm sneaking around your houses. I read that Facebook group every single day. Y'all, I promise you, I may not respond to things every single day, but I don't even remember the last time, and that group has been running for 7 years at least, that I have not checked on that group at least once a day. I do read it. I always feel like the Facebook group is the best way for me to see in live time what your struggles are, what your successes are, what are y'all doing well that we need to just keep you moving forward on? What is it that's sticky that I need to teach on? And I think mindless eating is one of those things. It is such an easy win for us when we mindless eating. Well, I don't want to ruin my thunder. So just stick around, but let me finish my announcements and then we'll get into it. I'm dying to teach it. This is the final week of trusting your body. So make sure that you enjoy the last parts of the trusting your body. Do not fear if you are new and you didn't get to go through trusting your body because you're focused on no BS. It does not matter. Every single thing that we release inside the membership, you will always have access to as long as you are a member of no BS. So you can take that at any time. So that course will be there. The final trusting your body worksheet call is going to be this Saturday called Scarcity and Commitment. It is all about the worksheet inside that program. It's going to be at 10:30 a.m. Central Time, and you will have the fabulous Coach Christy that I got to spend last weekend with because she was here in Nashville. And then you can find the link to join that call on the No BS training calendar, all inside nobswomen.com. We have a full training calendar of every single thing we're doing live. And always remember, everything we do live, where does it go, y'all? Inside the replays, in the video replays. It is not only over there, but there are descriptions of the call. You will be able to search by topic. We have things separated out into pain points. So let's say that your big issue is not stopping at enough. You can go and you can use the pull down menu to find all calls where we have talked about not stopping at enough. So if you want to drill down on some habit that you notice that's getting in the way of your weight loss, like maybe you've noticed it on your habit tracker, maybe you're doing your discovery worksheets and you're finding a common excuse around not stopping at enough, you can go over to video replays and you can just watch call after call where we teach and we coach and we shift perspective and give you techniques on things to try. And then there's also in the Private Member Podcast. You can also join on Saturday at 9 a.m. Central Time. So we have two calls this Saturday. Coach Betsy is going to be there doing the monthly assessment and planning call. I highly recommend as many of the members to go to those calls as possible. One of the things that we do really well is helping you take a look back at what you did in the past month, not only what you did, but with your thinking and what you didn't do. So even if you don't have data to bring to that call, we do a really good job of making sure that you look at it from a perspective that will move you forward. We help you highlight the thinking that you'll use against yourself that won't have you making progress. We'll alert you to thinking that will keep you stuck so that you're not just creating brand new plans, but not really fixing anything you found in your previous month. So those calls are always really good. Again, coach monthly assessment and planning happens this Saturday at 9 a.m. with Coach Betsy. And I hope everybody's fucking excited because Conquering the Scale is here. I worked so hard on this program with Yasmin. This is the Conquering the Scale program I have always wanted to give to y'all. We have talked about the scale. We've done things around it, but we've never doubled down on it. And I just think that this is going to be one of the pivotal courses that we ever do here inside of No BS. Because when you learn how not to have drama around the scale and you learn how to use it and you learn how to manage your mind around it, not only do you feel freer, not only do you feel more focused, not only do you see yourself feeling more motivated and more determined, but if you start finding ways to lose weight more efficiently. That's all I'm going to say. So if you like being more motivated, if you'd like to feel better about your body, if you'd like to quit obsessing over how long it's going to take to lose your weight, if you're done letting the scale piss you off or make your day every single day, and you're ready to have efficient weight loss, then I highly fucking recommend that you do Conquering the Scale this next month with us. All the calls are going to be around it. We're going to be themed up and we're going to tackle it. We're going to throat punch it. That is what we're doing next month. So y'all just hang on because I'm super excited about it and I can't wait for y'all to take it. All right. Conquering the Scale is on the main homepage menu. So if you go to that little three lines, if you're on your phone, there's three little lines. You pop that little booger right in its face. Down comes a menu and you go to the self-study resources. Conquering the Scale will be staring you in the face. This week, we also had 11 members join the Queen's Club. And my team wanted me to just tell y'all something. Do y'all know that we have 5,137 active No BS women right now who have lost over 25 pounds? Seriously. I mean, that to me is just amazing. And we had 11 more of you join the Queen's Club this month. If you don't know what the Queen's Club is, go over to nobswomen.com and read all about it. Once you've lost 25 pounds, you're eligible. So you can find what that's all about over there. We also have what's called the Century Club. And we have a Century Club because why? Corinne lost 100 pounds. So she wanted a club that was one where it kind of is like a throwback to like, I lost 100. And for all of you who've had over 100 pounds to lose, I wanted you to have a special designation for that also. We have currently in our membership 241 people who have lost over 100 pounds. No fucking joke. I think this is amazing. All of us should be thrilled. We should be happy for all of them. And for the ones who have not lost their weight yet, the ones who are on their way, the ones who have just joined, the ones that may be even struggling, you need to hear these numbers and be like, fuck me. If half this membership can be at least 25 pounds down and over 100, that means I can too. It is not like I'm going out into the world and saying, hey, the only people that can join No BS are the people who are guaranteed that they're going to lose weight. I only want winners. That is not what happens. Do you know what happens? People come here. There is not, I will bet you, I couldn't find one single person inside the Century Club or in the Queen's Club who would say, you know, the moment I joined, I just knew I was going to lose all my weight for good and never look back. I was like, I never thought about my past ever again. And I never made a mistake. And everything was rainbows and daisies from that moment on. Said not one motherfucker ever. You know what? Every one of them came in here. I'm nervous. You seem to have a lot of things to do. This is so anti everything I've ever done. So look, if you're sitting there right now in a poo-poo parade about you not being able to lose weight, you need to like hear those numbers. There's damn near 6,000 people just like you who have come in here nervous, scared, failed many diets, thought it was too late for them. And I don't give a fuck how old you are, because a lot of these members are in their 70s. Y'all need to recognize it's possible. We got no BS women in here every single day proving your fears wrong. And if you will think, if they can do it, so can I, instead of, well, good for them. Here's my bunch of shit. It's the reason why I can't lose weight. If you'll switch your mind, you will see your focus, your attention, your motivation, and everything else will come along for the ride. This morning, I recorded a special podcast for the Don't Stop Believing people. So if you don't know, if you join Don't Stop Believing, this ain't just some race where you get like, you know, you register, we're going to mail you a medal, and you're going to one day go out and do something. We are training. We are mindsetting. We have a group. We are doing work the entire time to prove to ourselves that we can do something we don't think we can. And so they are all getting a private podcast where I drop daily fires almost every single day. And this morning I was on my walk and I was talking about no excuses. I want you to adopt the mindset that you are now going to be a woman who is on the hunt to be excuseless in her life. And I want you to really think about this. I want you to catch as many times as you're trying to figure out an excuse as to why you're overeating, why you can't take self-care time, why you can't listen to a call, why you can't make a plan, why you can't stop eating it enough. I want you to look at your life and just be aware of how much you're using excuses. Because the last time I checked, there is zero reason other than your brain as to why you cannot eat what's on your plan. Or zero excuses as to why, no matter what, you can eat when you're hungry and stop it enough. I was sitting here thinking about this today. If I could just remove your excuses, and if I could remove your doubts and insecurities from your brain, if all of that came out, you would have no problems losing weight. It is not the circumstances of your life that stand in your way. The only thing that's standing in your way are these sentences that generate insecurity, that generate fear, that generate doubt, and that are an excuse. And when you decide that, when you hear those things, and that is no longer a reason to eat, a good enough reason to not do the things you want most in your life, and you're like, bring all of it, brain. Because now I'm smart enough to know that this pile of thinking isn't worth it anymore. Right now, I'm the kind of person that believes that that thinking is just the truth, just gets in my way, is a problem, is, you know, so broken, so crazy, so poor, pitiful me. Right now, that's my belief about that thinking. What I want you to do is move that shit over here. So like, now I'm taking all of that thinking and I'm going to now start saying, and this thinking is no longer good enough. No longer allowed to stand in my way. No longer something I fondle every single day thinking that it's too much. If you hear it, change it. If you hear it, at least stop it. That's all it's going to take. All right. Let me pull up I have a presentation for everybody. I made it myself. I feel like a motherfucking badass. Let me pull this heifer up. I'm going to share some screens. Hang on. Where'd y'all go? I got to find y'all so I can share my screen. Corinne is not exactly the most technical one of the group. Just saying. All right. I think you should be able to see my screen. Let me play it. Can y'all see me licking cupcake icing? If you can, please type yes in the chat. Thank you. Here comes Luau. Y'all know it ain't a coaching call unless Luau acts like a donkey butt fool somewhere. Louie, settle down. I think he's excited about mindless eating, y'all. All right. Let's talk about mastering mindless eating. All right. This is important because one of the things when it comes to mindless eating is that it is one of those things that we can stop doing that's easier than emotional eating. Now, you have to learn how to figure out how to like find your mindless eating. You need to figure out how to like get aware of it and stuff. But once you do that, it's like one of those things that we can cut and you can lose some weight and it not be a big deal. All right. Y'all are saying this is very dim. Well, that's all right. Y'all just listen to me. Don't get too concerned about it. Some people are saying it's dim. Some people are saying it's just fine. So if you need wins right now, this may be something that can help create some momentum. It's also easier to let go than emotional eating. It also proves nothing just happens to you. Mindless eating doesn't mean that eating is just like happening to you. There's always a thought. There's always something that goes through your mind before it happens. What usually is happening though with mindless eating is that it's so habitual, just what we do, we've stopped hearing the thinking. And that's okay. I don't care if you stopped hearing it. What I can do is I can help you turn that volume back up. The way the brain works is once something just becomes a routine, it turns the volume down on the commands. You hear more commands when your brain is trying to get you to do something different, trying to get you to do something that you've now become aware of. So one of the other things that's important about mindless eating is that when you take control over it, like when you start getting to the point to where you realize you're doing it and you catch yourself and you break those little habits, then you create a belief for yourself. Because a lot of you, your belief around, like y'all tell me what your current belief around mindless eating is. For most people, it's, well, it just happens to me. I don't know what to do with it. I don't know why it's happening. It's just happening to me. I can't control it. It's too hard to break. So you all have a stack of thoughts around mindless eating right now that keep you from figuring out how to break the habit. But then when you do the stuff that I'm fixing to teach you and you break the habit and you realize, oh, that's not as hard as I thought it was going to be, you have now created a belief that's like, wow, I used to believe this. Now I believe that I don't have to mindlessly eat anymore. Now I believe that all I need to do is pay better attention and I can stop it. I now believe it doesn't control me like I thought it did. Then you can introduce the idea of like, what else can I do? This is what I did the entire time I was losing weight. I had a lot of beliefs. I asked myself every single day, what is something a little bit different, a little bit better that I could do today? And then as I kept doing a little bit better and trying things, I'm like, that wasn't as bad as I think. Next thing I knew, I was the kind of person that believed there were things I could do that I never thought were possible. Oops. So one of the things that, hang on, y'all, I've got to like stop this for a second. I've got the Q&A up and it's like right in the middle of my presentation and it's driving me crazy. Let me pull it over here so I can actually see. There we go. All right, back in action. So what does without thinking look like? Grabbing, that's not supposed to say without thinking. That's supposed to say, what does mindless thinking look like? Mindless thinking, like when you are sitting there and you're having your mindless eating, mindless thinking, it's going to look like this. I'm grabbing candy from bowls without even thinking about it. I'm finishing off leftovers from my partners or my kids. So I'm just grabbing chicken nuggets. I'm just grabbing things. When I'm cooking, I'm popping bites into my mouth. I've just gotten so used to cooking that I'm just grabbing a little bit of this because, you know, I would never know if it was going to be palatable if I didn't taste the macaroni and cheese that I've made 5,332 times. Seriously, you really need to buy it. You need to eat it. Waiting on food in the microwave. And then like, I'll just have a few nuts. I'll just have a few chips because that won't hurt. That's mindless eating. Making a serving of something and then just snagging a little extra bite before you put it away. As if that doesn't ever count. As if that won't matter. So that is what some mindless eating looks like. This is the kind of stuff that we can gain some authority over. There are other types of mindless eating. I am sure if you think about your day, there are just things that you're doing. For me, just cleaning my plate sometimes. I just lose track of asking, have I had enough? Like, especially if we order Uber Eats. Like, at least when I'm at home, I have gotten used to about what is enough for me. And I make sure that what I'm served is what's going to be enough. But then we'll, you know, so I'm used to just eating what I'm served. Then we'll order Uber Eats and it will be more than what I would typically serve myself. But I don't necessarily consciously think about it. My brain just kind of rolls straight into eating. Next thing I know, I've cleaned my plate because I'm not used to just paying attention. So you just want to make sure you're aware of that. So why do we mindless eat? Number one is we just don't have awareness in the moment. That's what I was talking about with like Uber Eats. Unless I notice through some discovery worksheets that when we eat Uber Eats, I tend to be full instead of at enough, I'm never going to stop doing that. So we want to make sure we're creating awareness around when are these times that we're actually mindlessly eating? Because when you shine a spotlight on it, it is a lot easier to go to work on it. Another reason why we do it is we keep saying it's mindless. We keep saying, I don't know why I'm doing it. I keep saying, I can't help myself. It just happens automatically. And we say that as if we're describing factually what's happening, when that's actually thinking that we have around mindless eating that keeps us in the loop. Because if you think about how the think, feel, do cycle works, if your thought is, it just happens to me, I don't know what I'm thinking, you feel helpless. And when we feel helpless, what we do is we just keep repeating the pattern. What we don't do is look for ways to pattern interrupt. We don't brainstorm ways to raise awareness. So when you have that general thought and belief about your mindless eating going on, you cut off your creativity to solve it. And that's why it's important to think about, how am I talking about this habit? Do I talk about it in a helpless way, or do I talk about it in a helpful way? Because there's a big difference between helpless and helpful. Another reason why we do it is we have good reasons in our head to keep doing it. We tell ourselves things like, this won't hurt. Like, that's one of those thoughts that when you hear it, you need to be like, I need to be on the lookout for every single time I'm saying this won't hurt, so I can remind myself, oh, that's a lie. It does hurt. Every single extra bite hurts progress. It hurts intentionality. It hurts my future results. It hurts this meal by snagging a bite doesn't allow me to fully enjoy my food. I'm being the Hamburglar. Nobody likes being a Hamburglar. Hamburglar's sneaky. He's always worried that the cops are coming. Like, nobody likes eating like a Hamburglar. It doesn't feel good. It feels like you're trying to get away with something. You got to do it fast so nobody sees you. We don't want to practice. Like, nobody wants to be a panicked eater. Like, I have not had one woman come into No BS saying, like, Corinne, can you teach me the art of being a panic scared eater? And I'd be like, sure. Grab ass food. Stand in your pantry and hope nobody comes and sees you. Nobody says they want that. So you have to watch for your reasons. I won't know if it tastes good otherwise. Yeah, you will. It's either when you serve it, they're going to be like, something's wrong with this. Or if nothing's going to happen. I would bet you 99% of your eating while you're cooking is never needed. How often have you tasted something while you've been cooking it and been like, this is some fucking shit. I screwed this one up. It will not able to be eaten. Maybe you need a little salt at best. Maybe you're like, oh yeah, I'm a little light on the spice. So the fuck what? Eat it a little less salty. Eat it a little less spicy so that you can be spicy in a new pair of jeans. So you can be a salty bitch on the beach this summer. Like, we have to think about these things that we say that we think make so much sense. And then why do we do it? Habit. It's just plain and simple. It's just a habit. All right. So here are things you can do, because I want to make sure you have actionable things that you can do. Mastering mindless eating. Here's the process. Now, this past Sunday, we are going to give you a link, not only in the description of this call, but we will give it to you inside the chat also, of where I coach someone through this process. I go way deeper in it in that call. I highly recommend that you watch that call if mindless eating is something you would love to conquer. Number one, we have to stop saying it's mindless and that you don't know why it's happening. Every single time you think about your mindless eating, I want you to now think, I'm determined to figure this out. I'm determined to start hearing what I think before I eat. I am determined to look for the most common patterns, like, what foods do I do this most often with? Are there times of day? Are there emotions? Look to see if you can find clear and distinct patterns. Almost all mindless eating has a very obvious pattern. We all remember doing it. So you'll know if you are a kitchen burglar. You'll know if you are an office candy dish burglar. Everybody knows where their mindless eating typically happens. For me, I will tell you one that was like huge for me when I was losing weight. I'd run by Chick-fil-A, or we'd run by McDonald's, or we'd run by somewhere, and I'd get low because we were always traveling to 400 million, you know, autism therapy appointments. And we were, you know, on the road majority of his little life. And so we often were having to stop and get food because the baby would just be hungry. And so he wouldn't eat much. You know, he was just like most kids. They don't finish, but they lose interest and want to talk and do something else. Well, here I am just like, oh, hot fries. Oh, he didn't finish that last nugget. I don't want to waste that. I did a lot of it. And I realized, like, oh shit, this is some easy shit to stop doing. So you want to make sure that you look for your pattern. So for me, a lot of my mindless eating was in the car. So the next thing is you want to not sure what is going on with the notes. I tell you what, I'm going to just, we'll put them inside the, let me do this. Let me just stop sharing. Y'all can just watch me. Here's what we're going to do. Since it looks like for some reason, the thing is just sticking on one slide and I don't know why, I am going to just talk to y'all. And then we will save this as a PDF and we will put it inside the call. And then if you want to take a look at them there, you can, but it's all right. You can just like, just listen to me. All right. So number one is we want to stop saying it's mindless and I don't know why it's happening and think something different. Number two, you need to hear that sexy talk that drives desire. So when you find the pattern, it's going to be easier for you to turn the volume up. So when you notice that, like, chips is my thing, the lady this weekend that I was coaching, chips on top of the fridge was the thing. So you want to identify that pattern. And now you want to go into those patterns. So here's how I would do it. First thing in the morning, when I have my journal, if you're going to work on mindless eating for the next month, I'd be like, all right, today, here are the places and the times I'm likely to do mindless eating. And before I eat, I want to hear my sexy talk. Sexy talk is like this. Woo, that looks good. Or woo, that won't hurt. Or woo, that sounds amazing. So you want to listen for whatever it is that you do. Mindless eating almost always has sexy talk. It's never, like, it's rarely ever going to be, it's always going to sound like a good deal. It's like your brain turns into like a little car salesman. Just makes you like, you know, oh, you'd look good eating them chips. Should get you a bag. Everybody else wants one. It's going to sound that way. Yeah, like, here's Vivian. Free food. A lot of mindless eating happens around free food. Free food becomes a trigger. Like, I don't want to waste that. That's free. So you want to make sure you hear it. So now what we got to do is, step one is we have to redefine how we're talking about it. Step two, we have to hear the sexy talk. Now, when you get good at hearing your sexy talk, you get good at identifying, like, oh yeah, typically before I eat food, I'm thinking about, ooh, that looks good. Then you want to do step three, which is called pause plus permission. And this one's important. So now what we want to do, and we're not shooting for perfection here, y'all. We want to get to where we notice our patterns. We notice those candy dishes. We notice those pantry chip extravaganzas and things. And we want to agree that we are now going to pause before we do unconscious eating with permission to eat if we decide to. This is important. A lot of y'all want to try to do this. Pause plus beat down. You can't have that. If you start eating, you'll be bad for the day. Y'all want to yell like a fucking shrill at yourself when you catch yourself wanting something. What we want to do is teach our brain that all food is on the table. We have no reason to need to eat like a hamburglar. We don't need to eat it fast. We don't need to sneak it in. Nothing's ever being taken away from us. What we're doing now is giving ourselves choices and decisions about what we want to do about food. Whereas in diets past, we weren't given choices. We weren't given decisions. We were just told no. And most diets will tell you certain foods are a no because those are bad. And then if you ate them, you felt like a bad person. So pausing with permission is important because it's going to, one, with the pause, it's going to give you a little bit of a breather before you just start eating. And that's the first part of the habit we want to break, is just rolling into it. We're just trying to slow down and stretch the process out some. Then we want to give ourselves permission to be like, you know what? If after I pause and after I think about it and after I hear my sexy talk and stuff, and I still really want it, then I will give myself permission to eat it. And so when we do the pause, I gave you in that video where I coach her, I gave y'all 90-second countdown. I gave y'all things. So make sure you go back and you watch that video to get a deeper explanation of this. The last step is once you've given yourself a pause and you've given yourself permission to eat it, is just make a decision. We're either eating or we're not. We're not dramatizing. We're not beating ourselves up. We're not going to eat fast. We're not going to like do any shenanigans. It's either a yes or a no, and we're going to keep it binary as fuck. If you decide not to eat, I've taken my pause. I've let all the desire hormones flush out of my body. I'm ready to make a decision. My decision is not to eat. Then all I want you to do is celebrate. I really want you to say, like, good for me. I did the process. I do not want you to celebrate that you didn't eat as if that made you a good person. This is huge. Most of you celebrate not eating as if that makes me a good girl. I got my A in the class. I don't want y'all doing that anymore. I want you celebrating the process. I want you to celebrate. I took a pause. I gave myself an opportunity to hear my talk. I gave myself an opportunity to let my desire drop. I gave myself an opportunity to make a decision that's different than I normally do. I really want y'all to start celebrating processes, because what we got to do is we got to quit equating that if I decide not to eat, that means I'm good and I'm safe. And if I decide to eat, that means I'm bad and I'm not safe. If you decide to eat, this is what you do. So we're now going to eat consciously. We still can progress. We can still move forward. We can still take all of this and celebrate ourselves. So if you decide to eat, number one, I want you to give yourself on a pat on the back and be like, you know what? I'm starting to hear my sexy talk. I'm giving myself some space. I'm giving myself choices now. I am deciding. 2 days ago, a week ago, a month ago, I was just eating all this shit and blaming my husband for bringing chips in the house. 3 weeks ago, I was sitting around saying, like, well, if my girlfriend wouldn't tempt me with putting candy out during, you know, Easter, I wouldn't have a problem. So we want to make sure that we're celebrating the right things. So let's say you decide, like, you know what? I am going to eat. This is what we're doing. We're now going to just do it consciously, because that's different than doing it mindlessly. The first thing you do is new permission statements. Most of you are sitting there telling yourself, fuck it, I can't do this. And you give yourself permission of like, it's not going to hurt. I can start tomorrow. I never do good at this anyway. Those are permission statements. Those are permission statements that suck, that get you no fucking where in your weight loss. They always feel terrible. And y'all wonder why you want to give up on doing this work. The more you talk an asshole to yourself about things, the more that you're going to want to give up on it. And you're not giving up on it because it's not working. You're giving up on it because you keep punching yourself in the face. Eventually, you're going to want to leave to quit getting punched in the face. So what we want to do is not quit doing the work. We want to quit punching ourselves in the face. So new permission statements. I'm eating this after I've thought about it. I am no longer eating it behind my back. Two, you want to have a new pattern of eating. So don't just stand in the pantry. Take it to the table. If you're normally grabbing a piece of candy and popping it in your mouth while, you know, talking to your neighbor at work, if you're used to just grabbing Junior's chicken nugget out of a bag, you want to do it differently. You want to say, like, all right, if I'm going to grab candy, then I'm going to take it back to my desk. I'm going to sit there. I'm not going to like surf the internet. I'm not going to do email. I'm going to sit with my candy and eat it slowly and deliberately. Same thing with Junior's chicken nugget. But like, I can have it, when I get home, when I'm sitting at the table, but not out of the bag anymore. That's not how I'm rolling. And you take that bag and you throw that shit in the back seat so that your ass can't reach it while you're driving. And then you also do a discovery worksheet every single time, every time. Now, let me just tell you, you might not lose weight right now saying yes to the food. So I don't want anybody coming to me going like, I'm doing all the things. Like I'm doing your mindless eating thing and I'm giving myself permission. I don't understand why I'm not losing weight. Well, you're still overeating, bitch. I mean, come on. But what you're doing is you're figuring out how to long-term break that pattern that if you don't break the way you're doing it, you will never lose weight. At least doing it this way, we are now breaking the pattern of eating without control, and now we're establishing a pattern of conscious eating. And when you start doing conscious eating, it's not as fun. You give yourself more opportunity to say no to food. When we only mindless eat, we have no opportunity for no. When we do this, every single time, you got a 50-50 chance of either eating or not eating. And even if you decide to eat, you're doing it in such a new way that you're sucking the joy out of it. You're sucking the fun out of it. You're now eating with the part of your brain that wants to lose weight also. All the conversations are going to be happening at the same time, and they're not as fun. But we want to have that. What we don't want to do is have fun conversations anymore around overeating. We don't want to have sexy conversations around overeating anymore. And we don't want to have mute conversations around overeating anymore. It's kind of like when you're doing mindless eating. It's like the TV's on, but you got the mute button on. You can see there's talking. There's instructions happening, but you don't hear them. Now we want to turn the volume full up. So we got that full coaching call. The link is going to go in the chat and in the call notes. Here are some other things that you can do. So that's like the process. Next is the BLT plate in your kitchen. Very simple. When you are someone who eats standing in the kitchen, especially when you're cooking or cleaning up, you can put a plate on your kitchen counter. Some of you probably have the plate that we sent you in camp. I believe it was January of last year, of 2021. We had a plate that we sent everyone. It's called the BLT plate for bites, licks, and tastes. You put it on your counter. Every time you want to grab ass some food while you're cooking, you put it on the plate instead. If you do grab ass some food, you take equal value and you put it on the plate. So the point is, at the end of cooking and cleaning up, you look at the plate so that you know how much food you have been standing around mindlessly eating. For many people, when they cut that out, they lose a half a pound to a pound a week. They don't even realize what volume of food over a week collected even looks like. That's why the little things matter. If you, at the end of cleaning up, and you look at that plate and it still looks delicious and you need it, go ahead and eat it. But I just want you to see how much food you are mindlessly eating and wasting inside of your body. Because if you're getting ready to eat a meal, you don't need another meal as a warm-up. Track your extras on a sticky note. 50 points a pop. So this is something that we did a long time. I mean, this is fit and fat days. Yo, P&P days. We used to do a tracker. So you just get you some sticky notes. That's it. And every day you start over. Every single time you catch yourself eating something extra. So let's say you have an extra bite when you're serving yourself something. You pass that candy dish. You grab some nuts. You do anything you do. You get a tally for every single one of them. At the end of the day, you see what your tally is. And for every slash, you give yourself 50 points. We calculated, this was ages ago, back in the day, that an average grab ass of just grabbing one thing is about 50 calories. Because it ain't like we're grab assing a carrot around here. Let's be honest, we're grab assing a cookie. And 50 is generously low. So you could make a list of what your grab asses usually are. You can figure out about, well, how many calories would that really be? You will quickly be like, shit, no wonder I'm not losing weight. No wonder I'm on that stalling plateau, Corinne. Just sitting here stalling, plateauing, bouncing around that 5 pounds. Cut out them slashes. Talk to me later, bitch. Let's see what's happening. Raises awareness. That's why we do it. We do it to raise the awareness. Because then when you see that, you start being like, oh shit, all those little innocent things that I keep being determined that I'm like stuck on the scale. Oh my, where's my fainting couch? I see all my slashes. I see my 50 points a pop, 250, 500 a day. No wonder I'm maintaining. Clean up your environment is the last big tip. So look around. What are you doing? What things do you keep in the same spots? Like, do you keep your chips always sitting on top of the refrigerator? Hide them, motherfuckers. Don't trigger your brain all the time to do mindless eating. One of the easiest fixes is to just hide some shit. And I don't mean hide it out of fear. Hide it for this reason. The harder it is to find, the more your brain has to turn on in order to go eat it. When you keep shit so accessible, it's like, why do you think the toothbrush usually stays out on the counter? Because it's right there. It's an easy trigger to brush your teeth. Well, we don't want the chips to be the same thing as a toothbrush. So moving things around often is very helpful to where you actually have to do a different hunt and seek pattern just to do it. And then when that happens, your brain's like, we're doing something new. And it has time to make a different decision. So we want to just make it harder to get at. And then here's the other part. You ain't a Hoover vacuum cleaner. If you typically overeat nuts or chips or cookies or whatever it may be, pre-portion them things. Stop I just want to learn how to eat out of that whole bag of chips. Y'all, this ain't no gauntlet. This ain't no like American Ninja Warrior where you need to do the hardest course ever. Make things easier on yourself. Go get that shit from the store. And before you put it in the pantry, portion it, baggy it up, put it in the pantry. For me, that's been a big godsend for a long time. Things I typically mindlessly eat by portioning it out, it triggers me to think this. Oh, that's all I'm going to get. If it's in a can, I'm just like, ooh, that looks fun. Let's have some of that. I want to trigger different thinking around it. And so I get my one bag. It almost always makes me eat it a lot slower because I'm like, well, if this is all I'm getting, I want to eat it slower. And then I just tell myself, if you want more, you can have more, but you ain't going to go sit on the couch with two bags. You get your one. If you want it that bad, you can pause and then you can walk your happy ass, get you some steps to the pantry and walk your happy ass back to the couch. I want there to be as much pattern interrupt as possible for myself. Because every time there's a pattern interrupt from my normal routine, my brain has to think. And that's what we want. We don't want it to not be thinking anymore. So Maria Stanley is inside of our group and she posted something the other day that was so hilarious and good. I just want to read it to you. This was like 2 days ago. Y'all, I have got to stop displaying food like it's freaking room decor. I ate my planned lunch and left a few bites. I was feeling good about that win. Then I got up to clean the kitchen and I was feeling pretty good about that too. A little decluttering, a little sweeping, loading the dishwasher. I even vacuumed my stovetop to get the crumbs that collect in the crevices. As I was putting away the small vat, I passed a candy dish. Motherfucker, if I didn't automatically reach out to grab one. I watched my hand reach into the dish and felt my fingers wrap around that smooth, hard shell. And I suddenly had a moment of clarity. What the fuck? No, I heard the thought, just one won't hurt. No judgment here. I countered it with, the woman I am becoming knows better and isn't going to eat on autopilot. This morning, I promised myself I would celebrate the small wins with music. So instead of candy, I reached for my iPhone and my earbuds, marched my ass outside, and now I'm sitting on our deck on this gorgeous spring day listening to music. And I love celebrating a small win. I just thought that was amazing. Her brain is lighting up. Her brain is starting to hear sexy talk. And because she's been listening to content, doing her planner, thinking about this stuff, today her brain said, oh, wait, there's all this shit you're learning. Let me throw some of that up too today. Let me not only just throw up sexy talk. Let me also throw this up. Y'all, it takes time. It takes time for this stuff to click. So that's why you have to keep going. You are going to fuck up some. So please give yourself time with it. We are also going to drop a lesson in here that I think would be very helpful on top of the coaching call is to watch the Phases of Change lesson. Phases of Change talks about how when you first start tackling things that are very automatic thoughts and actions, that 20% of the time you're going to see it and hear it and do something different. 80% of the time, it's going to just keep working like clockwork, like it always has. Your job is not to beat yourself up that 80% of the time it's not working. Your job is that you're celebrating the fuck that your brain is waking up and it's starting to work. All right. Let's see if we have any questions or anything that I need to answer. Otherwise, we will get out. No questions, y'all. Just telling you, I think I'm pretty sure covered it all in this one. So I hope that that was helpful. One of the things I want to encourage y'all before we get out of here today is take these lessons and apply them. When we teach these things, don't just listen and be entertained by me. Like, I love all of you, but I want you to succeed more than I want you just having a good time around here in No BS. And it's the success comes when you hear something and you're like, I'm not going to try everything Corinne talked about in this call, but it would make sense for me to get those chips off the top of my fridge and put them out of sight, out of mind, so that I have to think about it. Like, the people who end up losing weight inside of No BS are the ones who take something they hear and just do something with it. It's not the people that do everything. It's like the compound effect of taking one little thing that you hear that you're like, I could use that. That right there is going to make it easier. And I'm going to apply that. And so for all of you that want to go deeper, you have a coaching call you can listen to. You have the Phases of Change lesson that you can add on top so that you can really focus on your mindless eating. But for some of you, this is going to be enough. It's like, glad I heard it. I got a couple things I'm going to do, and this is going to be amazing. Other than that, y'all, I am headed to Las Vegas. Yes. Chris and I's first trip for the summer. Can't believe we're going. I will post a couple of pictures from Las Vegas for y'all, but I will see you Sunday live from Las Vegas for coaching. I have figured out a way to be able to keep coaching and keep working with y'all, even when I'm on vacation. So I'll see y'all Sunday morning, 11 a.m. for weight loss coaching. And for everybody else who's thinking about Don't Stop Believing, please consider it. Go to nobswomen.com, hit the events tab. If you're ready to change your life through learning how to move your body, this is the event. It is the last event of No BS for this year, where we are coming together as a membership virtually and in person. So that's there for you. Otherwise, read your newsletter this week, because we are going to be offering a half day workshop for all members. It's included in your membership. It's coming in June. It's where we are going to kick off the summer and reset ourselves so that we are losing weight through the summer. We just have amazing things planned for y'all. So much goodness. We're going to give you everything you need to lose your weight. Just hang with us. All right. Y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.